Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for October 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? Developing new products and features is an ongoing function of any business if it is to remain relevant. Credit Matters is no different, and next month, we hope to make available another new product and perhaps a new feature if everything goes to plan before the end of 2018. This month we are forwarding the following brochures with our newsletter from Enable, ACFE, Creditor Watch, RSM regarding the CFE exam details for 2019 and Investigator Upgrade. Please note, Investigator Upgrade's brochure has a very attractive offer for members of the AIPI or those individuals who have been considering joining the AIPI who enrol for either course advertised. If you would like to advertise and be seen by our members and visitors to our website, contact Kim for an affordable advertising package tailored to your needs. Kim can be contacted at kim@creditmatters.com.au or via telephone for a chat to find out more. Quote of the month. We've learned that automation does not eliminate errors. Rather, it changes the nature of the errors that are made, and it makes possible new kinds of errors. The bottom line is this. Systems that integrate the best human abilities and technology are the safest for all concerned. Captain Sully Sullenberger. Monthly business conundrum. There is no one-size customer that suits every business. When you target a particular type of customer, this in itself may cause unforeseen problems and a loss of profitable sales. The conundrum for all business people is to work out which are the best customers for their business. Dealing with smaller sized businesses can mean a lot of work managing all the different types of relationships, delivery of product and or services, and the collection of any unpaid invoices. The main benefit with proper processes and the business disciplines when dealing with a large number of customers is that you are spreading the risk if any of these customers should go broke. If you target larger businesses, you may face many of the same problems you do with the smaller size customers. Unfortunately, especially for smaller size suppliers, there may be many unexpected problems and any anticipated profits can soon disappear. It is also wise to be prepared because if a large business becomes insolvent, you too may become insolvent and lose your own business. As the old saying goes, it is never recommended to put all your eggs in the one basket. It can be very satisfying and profitable snaring a large business customer if you get the processes right. The conundrum for all business owners, therefore, is understanding their own business's capabilities versus the type of customer they are targeting. Monthly business observation. The miracle on the Hudson, as it became known, is a famous incident linked to this month's quote. As a captain in the cockpit that day, Captain Sully Sullenberger said afterwards, "The bottom line is this. Systems that integrate the best of all human abilities and technology are the safest for all concerned." Captain Sullenberger was talking about aeroplanes on this occasion. The fact is, it is also a wise saying to remember for the business community. The use of technology tools is on the rise. It is wise to remember, however, these tools alone do not make a business efficient nor satisfy the needs of all of your business stakeholders. There is nothing worse than dealing with a business with poorly implemented or inadequate technology tools and where there are few people available to manage stakeholder concerns. Repeatedly, and unfortunately, we're all too often forced to interact with a business where technology has been used as an excuse to retrench people or to reduce upfront costs of the business. In many cases, proper due diligence on the effectiveness of the use and quality of the new technology and its effect on existing processes that previously worked has often not been completed. The reason why due diligence has not been completed is usually to save money or to suit the vested interests of management and others. The end result in many situations is not pretty, efficient, or cost-effective. Stakeholders are often left lamenting on the loss of faith in the business and suffering other negative consequences. Meanwhile, the people who take advantage of the inefficiency and enjoy the benefits will include senior management with vested interests, fraudsters, slow-paying customers, and disenfranchised employees. The best business organisations know how to use technology efficiently, are prepared to invest properly in the technology to ensure it does what it says it can do and does what the business requires it to do. They also know the value of employing the best and most professional employees. To conclude, I have amended Captain Sullenberger's quote as follows. As more technology tools are implemented and used in business, the more we are finding that technology does not eliminate errors. Rather, it changes the nature of the errors that are made, and it makes possible new kinds of errors. The bottom line is, systems that integrate the best of human abilities and technology provide the greatest return for all businesses. Word of the month. Is the spelling learnt or learned? Okay, this is one where I'll stand corrected. Until writing this article, I'd previously researched and found the spelling learnt, with a T, is the preferred Australian English spelling, except for the usage of a learned person with much knowledge pronounced learn-ed. But today, that changes. Our language changes over time, and at times that means we need to change as well. When it comes to the spelling of learnt or learned, in the usage such as I learnt, learned to drive, the preferred spelling in Australia is learned. If you check the Australian Oxford Dictionary and the Macquarie Dictionary, the main entry, learn, you'll find learned appears before learnt in both. The positioning of the word in the entity indicates the preferred usage in Australia. To confirm the usage in Australia, a search of Google for sites ending in .au, Australian sites, for a phrase such as I learned to drive and I learnt to drive, returns over 90% of articles using learned compared to learnt. Thank you for listening to the October edition of Credit Matters newsletter.